We're proud to be the soundtrack of family road trips everywhere.
I'm having some trouble gaining intellectual stimulation from watching miles of corn pass before my eyes.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Now would be a really good time for Adventures in Odyssey, don't you think? I do, because I could really use some excitement and adventure right about now. So, here it is. I've solved all your problems, Connie.
Oh, that's good. Penny, did you read about this study that says 20% of Americans don't know the capital of the United States?
You mean capitals. There's more than one.
What?
Capital U and capital S.
No, I mean Washington, D.C.
So there are three. Anyway, aren't you going to ask me how I solved all your problems?
Penny, how did you solve my problems?
Remember how you were saying that the furnace went out and you didn't have the money to fix it?
Yeah, because I need to pay my mortgage next week and that'll clean out my bank account. I'm telling you, Penny, owning a house is not as easy as our parents made us believe.
Well, what if your mortgage was paid by someone else and you could use the money to fix the furnace instead?
You paid my mortgage? Oh, Penny, that is so sweet of you, though you really shouldn't have.
Good, because I didn't.
Oh.
But I found something almost as good. How would you like to win a $5,000 cash prize?
Well, I'd love to, but something tells me it wouldn't be easy. Or likely. What are the requirements?
Oh, little things. Must be female.
Check.
Intelligent.
Double check.
Talented.
Check.
Poised.
Check.
And look good in heels.
What?
It's the Miss Odyssey pageant.
Oh, no. You saying yes does not make me want to do it.
You saying no isn't going to stop me from convincing you to do it.
Penny, I don't do pageants. It's not me.
Maybe it wasn't you before, but now you have resources.
What, you mean you?
Yeah, me and...
So, did you convince her yet?
Almost.
Not even close. Beauty pageants are about parading around with plastic smiles and spray tans.
Wow, sounds like a Bassett family Christmas.
Ew.
It's nothing like that. Tell her, Wooten.
Oh, okay. Well, before we open gifts, everybody stand around comparing their teeth.
No, tell her about the pageant. Read her the flyer.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Oh, this is so exciting. The Miss Odyssey pageant represents the highest of ideals. We seek to award a young woman who shows herself to be an exemplary. Oh, I love that word, exemplary. Combination of grace, beauty, and intelligence. A role model who demonstrates class and talent.
A role model. That's a good thing, right?
Well, sure, but...
All you have to do is walk across the stage in a ball gown, perform one of your many talents, and answer one simple interview question. Easy peasy.
I don't know.
It's 5,000 easy peasy dollars, Connie.
Oh, if I win, Wooten, which is anything but a sure thing. I've never even entered a pageant before.
But as your resources, we will help you, won't we, Wooten?
Oh, absolutely. Penny can help you with your poise and attire.
My mom's a pageant coach / hairstylist, and I have some pageantish dresses that would fit you perfectly.
Yeah, and I can coach you on your talent.
So, what do you say?
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to try.
Well, of course it would.
Okay, but what about the interview question? Who'll help me with that?
We've been giving that some thought. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to love this.
Eugene.
It's not that funny.
You really expect me to believe that Miss Kendall here would be interested in performing in a pageant? Of all people.
Eugene, I'm serious about this.
Huh? Oh, of course. Well, I think you would be a fine Miss Odyssey, Miss Kendall.
Thank you.
Does that mean you'll help us?
Help you? I'm afraid my knowledge of pageantry is somewhat limited.
Yeah, but your knowledge of everything else is unlimited, and that's the part we need.
Meaning?
Connie needs a coach for her interview question. Mm. We need her to sound informed and intelligent.
Excuse me, but I am informed and intelligent.
Well, of course you are. Then, what are your thoughts on the various forms of renewable energy,
Okay, I'm mostly informed and intelligent.
You know, this could actually be an intriguing social experiment. I could create a database calculating the most commonly asked pageant questions and formulate answers that would statistically acquire the greatest point values. When is the big event?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's scant time to squeeze blood from the proverbial turnip, but as the mathematician might say, count me in.
Wait, no one said anything about squeezing blood.
A mere figure of speech. Oh. I'll email you a list of books and articles apropos the endeavor as soon as I get home.
We'll go through my dresses tonight and pick one out.
Yeah, and you and I can work on your talent tomorrow night.
Oh, Connie, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're positively radiant.
I feel like a purple glow-in-the-dark alien.
Well, they're radiant too, though not nearly as genteel. Here, see if these shoes fit as well as that dress.
Penny, these aren't shoes. They're stilts.
High heels are a must-have, Connie. They lengthen your silhouette and everyone else will be wearing them.
I don't know. These are pretty wobbly.
But you look great. Okay, let's practice your walk.
I know how to walk, Penny.
Uh-uh. You know how to walk, but you don't know how to walk.
It's the same word said slower.
Okay, let me demonstrate the walk that gets you noticed. The one that says, I'm confident, poised, and graceful. See?
All I hear is, I'm waving my hair a lot and showing off my dental work. That's not how people walk.
No, but it's how they walk. Okay, enough chit-chat. Your turn.
Fine. Okay, this is me walking.
No.
What's wrong?
You sound like a horse tap dancing to a country western tune.
So I just figured out my talent then.
No. I know. You need to take a lesson from Phyllis Claudia Bingington.
Who's she?
Second runner-up Miss Pennsylvania the year I turned 12.
Of course.
She was the most pigeon-toed contestant in state history. But did that stop her?
I'm guessing it didn't.
No! She practiced night and day to perfect her walk and ended up giving a stellar performance. And she told me her secret!
Surgery?
No, a poem she recited as she walked.
Mm.
Face forward, long stride, hands relaxed at my side. Smile on, smooth pace. I am here to win first place. Okay, go on, Connie. Walk and say it with me.
Okay.
Face forward, long stride. Hands relaxed at my side. Smile on, smooth pace. I am here.
On my face. I'm okay.
Let me help you up.
Greetings and welcome to Talent 101, contestant. I'm Wooten Bassett, your talent coach extraordinaire.
Great. And what exactly is my talent?
Oh, what, you mean you don't know?
I thought that was your job.
Oh, well, maybe it is. Okay, well, what are you good at?
Lots of things, I guess. I can write articles.
Yeah, that might be kind of boring on stage. Oh, unless there are monkeys involved. Are there monkeys involved?
No.
That's a shame.
Well, I can schedule shifts. Dish out ice cream.
Listen, Connie, the top secret rule of pageants is if you add a flaming baton to your performance, you can't lose.
Well, I've never twirled a baton, flaming or otherwise.
No, don't worry. You'll have it down in no time.
Ah!
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, you ready?
Hello, Looks like a few pieces of siding melted, and those begonia bushes will never be the same, but it could have been a lot worse.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really sorry.
Oh, yeah, thanks for coming so quickly, Mr. Fireman, sir.
It's our job. Pack it up, guys. Let's head out. And you two have a safe day, all right?
Oh, we will.
Oh, thanks again.
We love those begonia bushes.
Yeah, it's a shame you set them on fire, but hey, there's always a silver lining.
And what might that be?
I was able to roast 3 marshmallows before they told me to stay back 300 feet. Woohoo!
So the Flaming Baton Act is out. Now what?
Oh, don't worry, Connie. Wooten Bassett always has a plan B.
Oh, good. A xylophone?
Yep, there are very few xylophone acts in the world, which is great because no one will be better at it than you. Okay, try it now. Hit a key with this stick. No, the other side of the stick. See? It's melodious.
I don't know. This seems like a long shot, Wooten. I've never played any kind of instrument before.
Connie, you know the rule.
Everything's better with a flaming baton?
No. That's the old rule. It's the new one. Anything but a flaming baton. Besides, I have a motto. When in doubt, remember Aunt Hilda.
I don't have an Aunt Hilda.
Okay. Never mind, then.
Did you have an Aunt Hilda?
As a matter of fact, I did. She played the xylophone at my parents' wedding after the harp was canceled at the last minute.
Oh, and she was good?
Well, everybody said it was the most memorable part of the ceremony, so I think so. The thing is, she tried something new when it was needed. And now you can be Aunt Hilda.
Great.
Yeah, minus that big liver spot that looked like Tanzania.
Now, as you'll see, Miss Kendall, I've created a spreadsheet that includes all of the most commonly employed pageant questions.
Ugh! Wow. This is, thorough.
Yes, well, thank you. Due to our limited time, we'll focus on the top 20 questions.
Okay, go ahead. Give me one.
All right. I'll start you with an easy one. What can we do to improve the environment?
Well, what's that?
A buzzer. Using a method not unlike that of Pavlov, I'll buzz you every time you say or do something wrong, thus training your brain to gravitate towards the correct answers.
But I only got one word out. How can my answer be wrong?
Never begin an answer with the word well.
Oh.
It gives the impression that you lack confidence.
Oh, well, okay.
Again, what can we do to improve the environment?
I think... What?
I think makes you sound weak of opinion. I believe is stronger.
I believe we should all do our part in...
Yamby-pamby.
I've personally organized litter collection days.
Arrogant.
Pollution is a problem.
Elementary.
Okay, so what is the right answer?
Merely express your knowledge and offer a simple solution. Allow me to demonstrate. Improving the environment takes many forms, such as reducing acid rain, controlling eutrophication, preserving wildlife, among many others. I believe everyone should be educated on the ramifications of choices concerning pollutants, with a goal towards preserving God's creation.
Wait. I don't know, Eugene. I can't talk off the cuff on academic subjects like this.
There's no need to be nervous, Miss Kendall. Think confidently. Express your thoughts succinctly and earnestly, like... Marie Curie. Yes, you are Marie Curie.
The woman who discovered radium?
Well, that and much more. Think of yourself as a modern-day Marie Curie, with intelligent responses bursting out of you.
But nothing is bursting, Eugene.
Really?
I don't even feel a bubbling.
Did you read the books and articles I suggested?
You sent me 2 pages of titles, Eugene.
And how far did you get?
I read both pages.
I had hoped it wouldn't come to this. Here.
Oh, what's this?
A study guide of sorts. Under each potential question, I've listed all the points that you should cover.
Okay, I'll look through them, but these are your words. I'm not going to say anything that I don't really think.
All right, short answers then.
Right. What?
I believe that's all for today.
Everyone looks so nice. There's no way I look that good.
You look stunning, Connie. And it's only the dress rehearsal. Tomorrow's what really counts.
Oh, hi, Abby. Hi, Sarah. Break a leg.
Thanks, Connie.
And thanks again for helping me out last night.
Oh, no problem.
New friends?
Yeah, they were at the contestant dinner last night. Really nice girls. Abby is so talented. Oh, and you won't believe this. Sarah
Connie.
What?
Listen to me. Do you want to win this?
Yes, of course.
Then you need to focus. It's great that you met some people, but you need to put all of your attention into winning this competition.
Well, I'm kind of nervous. I didn't really expect to be nervous.
Everybody feels that way. That poor girl looks like she's about to be sick.
Oh, Emma, I should get her some water. I'll be right back.
But Connie, we need to practice your... Oh, never mind.
Oh, hey, Penny, where's Connie going?
I need to do some last-minute coaching with her on the significance of space travel. She's still stumbling over the launch date of Apollo 12.
She'll be back in a minute. How does the competition look?
Oh, really good, which is really bad. There's another xylophone player, Penny. There's never another xylophone player.
How's Connie doing on her piece?
Well, she has the notes down, but it lacks soul. And if there's anything a xylophone piece needs, it's soul. And Hilda had soul.
Hey, Luton.
Yeah?
Where's that baton I practiced with?
Oh, it's outside my mail truck. I promised the fireman I'd keep it under lock and key.
Well, Elise forgot hers. Can she borrow yours?
Yeah, as long as she doesn't set it on fire.
Right. Keys?
Here you go.
Thanks. Mm.
I don't think Connie understands the importance of mental preparation. She should be concentrating on her performance.
It does indeed appear that she's not taking this as earnestly as are we.
Ah, she'll be fine, guys. Nothing to worry about. She just needs to master a new instrument, develop a sense of balance, and practice her interview questions for a few hours.
Miss Kendall. Miss Kendall.
Connie, we really need you. Miss Kendall. Face forward, long stride.
Oh, wait.
Ow. What's wrong?
Cramp. Ow.
That's what happens when you change a flat tire in high heels.
What was I supposed to do? Beth needed help, and she's going through some tough stuff right now. We had a really good conversation. Do you know that she had...
Connie! Hmm? Thousands of people will be watching you and comparing you to the other contestants, and you're not ready. You have to go out there looking like a winner.
You're right. Wait, did you say thousands of people?
Focus.
Miss Kendall, we still have a few minutes. Do you think space travel should be a priority for Americans?
Well, I believe that we've been able to learn much from our space travels thus far, mm-hmm. and will continue to do so. Hmm. The technology developed in space research is used daily in everything from the artificial heart to the handheld jaws of life to household intonation.
No. Insulation, not intonation. Oh. Concentrate. Ask yourself, what would Marie Curie say?
She died 10 years before a rocket launched, Eugene. She'd say, what space travel?
Now, there you are, Connie. Now, here's your xylophone. Run through your piece one more time while you practice your question.
Okay. Remember your smile. Mm-hmm. Relax, not forced. Mm-hmm. Show more teeth. Mm-hmm.
If you were to teach children one important truth about nutrition, what would it be?
With child obesity rates at 18%.
19%.
What's your posture, Connie?
You told me 18.
Yes, but a new study came out after the hot dog eating contest at the state fair.
Now you should put a crescendo there.
Huh? Review the talking points for how you'd improve our education system.
Add more vibrato.
And show fewer teeth.
Fewer teeth.
Excuse me, are you Connie Kendall?
That's me.
Oh, good. I'm about to go on stage and start the show, and you're up first.
First?
You'll do great.
Good luck, Connie. Go get him.
Break a metaphorical leg.
Okay, well, see you after the show.
Oh, don't forget your xylophone.
All right.
Wow, 19% obesity rate, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, no more hot dogs for me. I'm sticking with licorice.
It's fat-free. She's doing great.
I'll admit that I've never seen a xylophone performed with such gusto.
It's soul, Eugene. Aunt Hilda would be proud.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wooten, are you crying?
No, my eyes are just watering from the spotlight reflecting off her sequins.
She is rather incandescent.
She's shining.
I think she's stunning.
Have they posted the scores for the evening gown yet?
You didn't see? She was in the top three. Mm. She's going to win this thing. I just know it.
Yeah, the only event left is the interview question.
And that's just talking. Connie's great at that.
Oh.
Thank you, Sedona. That was very insightful. And our last contestant is Connie Kendall.
She'll have to knock this one out of the proverbial ballpark. That last girl's response was impressively stated.
Your question is, in a recent study, 20% of Americans could not correctly identify the capital of the United States. What, if anything, should be done about this problem?
Can you repeat the question?
Did she practice this question?
I'm afraid it was not on my list.
Well, it doesn't matter. She read an article on it. She'll have a great response.
She's not so shiny anymore.
I believe that we should all work harder to, we need to make strides, long strides, toward childhood obesity and travel in space, and such as pace forward to win first place. Amen.
Woohoo! What, that wasn't right?
Excuse me?
Thank you, Connie Kendall.
I know you're in there. I followed the trail of purple sequins.
I knew sequins were a bad idea.
Can I come in?
Yeah.
Oh, this reminds me of my first dorm room, which was also a closet, but that's another story.
I was horrible, Penny.
It wasn't that bad.
I just blanked. I looked out at the audience and the bright light, and I thought about what you said about thousands of people watching and comparing me, and I just panicked. I remember words coming out of my mouth, but I don't even know what I said.
You said that we should make strides towards childhood obesity.
And I don't want to know. I'm embarrassed enough.
It's my fault.
No, it isn't. You are a great coach.
I pressured you too much, Connie. I was trying so hard to make you all pretty, poised, and perfect. That's not you.
Thanks a lot.
No, I mean that in a nice way. I realized while watching you on stage that you're better than those things. You're compassionate and generous and helpful. Not everyone's like that, Connie. You're a role model to all of us. And it's not because you're poised or intelligent or talented.
Really, Penny, you have to stop cheering me up.
You're a role model because you show the love of Christ. Do you think the other contestants would change a competitor's tire or lend them a baton?
I'm sure they would.
No, they wouldn't. You're different, Connie. And the best part is, you're good at showing love, and you don't even realize you're good at it. You act so much better than a Miss Odyssey winner, Connie. You act like Jesus.
Thanks, Penny.
Welcome.
Come in.
Miss Kendall. Oh, Connie, you have to get back out. Ooh, a 2000 BRX vacuum cleaner. I never seen one of these in real life.
Miss Kendall, it's urgent that you return to the competition post-haste.
Why?
For your prize.
What?
They'll be awarding it momentarily.
What? I won? I'm Miss Odyssey?
No, don't be ridiculous. Not even close.
You technically received a negative score on the last section, which no one had ever even seen before.
Then what are you talking about?
You won Miss Congeniality.
Miss
Congeniality?
Of course.
That's the girl all the other contestants vote as the most likable.
I won Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, and hey, maybe they'll rename it Miss Connie Geniality. You get it?
The young women were going on and on about you. One mentioned you performed the Heimlich maneuver on someone.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. Poor girl was choking on a crab puff at the contestants' dinner.
I'm so proud of you, Connie.
Thanks, Penny.
We must hurry. They'll be announcing your award and prize money in mere seconds.
Prize money?
$3,000.
Really? Wow!
Let's go!
The award is presented to Connie Kendall.
Congratulations on a job well done, Connie. Showing love, compassion, and humility is something every Christian should aspire toward. You know, Penny said that Connie was a good role model. A role model is someone that you can look up to, someone who sets a good example to be copied. Many people think of their parents as good role models, and that's a good start. But remember that we are God's children too. He's our Father, and we should be copying Him. trying to be like Him in all we do. That's what Connie did when she put the needs of others over her own, and it's a good model for all of us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Walk This Way, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Arnell, Kimmy Robertson, and Will Ryan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.